Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. You've probably heard of official Utah state symbols such as the beehive, the seagull, and the seagull lily. But did you know that the Utah legislature has provided its citizens with an official state cooking pot, a folk dance, a plaid tartan, and an historic state vegetable? Utah's official state cooking pot is the Dutch oven, the cast iron three-legged kettle used by mountain men who explored the Intermountain West in the early 1800s. Trapper Osborne Russell writes in the 1830s that he liked to cook greasy grizzly bear meat because the cast iron pots needed reseasoning after so many days of boiling thistle roots for dinner. Although very heavy, the Dutch oven was an essential piece of equipment for Mormon handcart pioneers making their way across the plains in the 1840s and was used extensively in the mining camps of Bingham, Price, and Cedar City. Square dancing is Utah's official folk dance and honors the traditions of Mormon settlers who danced as a respite from harsh frontier life. Dancing was taught in every schoolhouse, and countless outdoor dance pavilions were built throughout the state. Dancing the waltz was not permitted as it was deemed too intimate, but square dancing was a way to bring people together in a wholesome social setting. Utah's official plaid tartan honors the state's Scottish heritage. The first American of Scottish descent who left a lasting mark upon Utah was Ephraim Logan, a mountain man who visited Cache Valley in 1824, where he probably ate from a Dutch oven. Logan named the river that ran through the valley after his ancestral Scottish clan, and the Mormons who later settled in Cache Valley named their town for the Logan River. Finally, Utah's historic state vegetable is the venerable sugar beet. Utah achieved prominence in 19th century America for its efforts to produce sugar from beets, an industry that sustained Utah's economy for nearly 100 years. Surely such a sweet feat is worthy of the beet's designation as a state symbol. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.